What a great joy that we can be together, and though we are separated by distance, we're not separated in the Lord. And we really pray that this will be a time of blessing. This will be a time of ministry. And I want to just begin by just asking you, have you ever written a paper for school or maybe given a public talk, a public speech? If you have, you know the introduction. The first few words are very important. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. That gets your attention. Or how about, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The introductory words capture attention. If you're listening for the first time, you're just checking out, should I stay with this talk? Should I listen to this message? If you're here all the time or listening all the time, you're wondering, is this going to be one of those good talks or just average? Well, we've been in a wonderful series this summer called Summer in the Psalms, and various team members have worked to bring messages from their favorite psalms. And I'm thankful to Pastor Holly, Pastor Peter, and the team for bringing these series of messages. The Psalms are not one book. It's a collection. You don't say Psalm chapter 23. You say the 23rd Psalm. It's a collection of 150 songs, poems, and spiritual writings by various authors. Well, I want to bring your attention to the very first psalm. It introduces the book today as we talk about think and be blessed. The first word, Psalm 1, verse 1, sets the stage. Blessed. You know, the Psalms are a book of blessing. In fact, I believe all of God's Word is a book of blessing. And as we read the Psalms, we find the blessed life. And the first Psalm, especially the first three verses that we're going to look at in this message, bring us to a way of thinking so that we can live a life of blessing. So we're going to talk today about think and be blessed. We're going to focus our mind. Do you know that right thinking is good for you? I was reading recently a medical report. These were doctors, and they said right thinking has some physical benefits. Longer life, thinking right. Lowers your chance of a heart attack, thinking right. Just general better physical health. Greater resistance to illness, including the common cold and maybe COVID. Lower blood pressure, better stress management, better pain tolerance. Physical science says, hey, if you think right, you physically are better. Well, of course, we know that there are mental benefits. There's more creativity if you think right. There's greater problem solving. There's clearer thinking. You have better moods. You have better coping skills. And you have less depression if you learn to think right. And the psalmist begins by teaching us in these first three verses how we can focus our thinking and clarify our lives to live a blessed life. I want you to look at this with me. Let's look at the very first principle. We need to think about what needs to be stopped. Here's how the psalm opens. Blessed is the man, blessed is the person, blessed is the human being who walks not. We will never receive the positives until we're ready to offload the negatives. Negative thinking can creep into our soul, and as long as it's in the center of our soul, it blocks the creativity of God. You know, sin blocks the anointing of God. So the psalmist says, hey, there are some things, if you want to live a blessed life, there are some things you have to offload. There are some things you need to stop engaging in. Blessed is the person who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of the sinners, or sits in the seat of the scoffers. Can you see the slow drift that's taught in this verse? You walk by, or a walk by thought, you casually have a thought, and then you entertain it. And you stand around and you entertain the thought or you entertain the conversation. Eventually, you sit down. It's a slow downward drift. I've been concerned during these days of just different kind of worship. Some of us haven't been together physically. And some people have not tuned into any religious, spiritual food. And I've been concerned as a pastor, a spiritual leader, and a friend that souls have been drifting. This is a plan of the world. Just a negative thought. And then you entertain the thought. You stand around, you hold it in your mind, and eventually you're sitting with that negative thought or that wicked thing. And the psalmist is saying, hey, I want to call you to a blessed life. I want to call you to a better way of living. A blessed way of living is better than a dark way of living. In fact, this verse calls us to analyze our relationships, our friends, the conversations we have. You walk with a friend. If they're negative and you spend more and more time with them and you're standing around and eventually you're sitting down having an in-depth negative conversation, he says you need to learn to offload that, to stop doing that. In fact, I would just encourage you over the next 7 days to have a fast, a cessation, to stop negative conversations. Maybe there are some places that you have been hanging around. The psalmist is calling us away from those places and to a better way of life, a blessed way of life. So for the next 7 days, just be very aware of what you think about. I am so dedicated to thinking about what you think about. And there are some things that the Scripture, the Spirit of God, calls us to stop. Stop these negative conversations. Stop these walk-by thoughts, these standing thoughts, these sit-down thoughts. For 7 days, just leave them alone, and you'll find you have space for the next thing that the psalmist calls it to. Verse 2 calls us to take a viewpoint that comes from God. Think about God's view, and that's what meditation is all about. But leaving verse 1 behind, walking, standing, sitting with negativity, leaving that behind, but we refocus. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, or the instruction of the Lord. And in this law, the words of God, they meditate night and day. I believe that's just a great way to live your life, to start your day with the words of God, thinking about them, focusing on them, and to end your day with the words of God, thinking about them, focusing on them. It brings us out of a subjective view of life inside ourselves and goes beyond an objective view of life to what I call a God-jective view of life. Looking at your life the way that God does. Meditation is focused thinking. I'm going to say that again. Listen to it. Meditation is focused thinking. It's thinking about what you're thinking about. And you never lose the power to focus, no matter what's going on around you. When a negative idea comes on, you can choose to focus on that negativity, that darkness, that sin, or you can focus away from it. That's what meditation does. It takes us to see life the way that God sees it. We can focus on the things that God is focused on. We can take God's meaning from the circumstances, or we can take a negative meaning. We focus on the things of God through meditation. We take a meaning away, and no one ever can make you act in a way you don't want to act. So if you focus, meditate on the things of God, take God's view of things, and act accordingly, you will live a blessed life. So let me just walk through some practical ways of enjoying biblical meditation. Biblical prayer and meditation. Here are just some suggestions that help me in my life, help me to walk closer to the blessed life, and I want to just share them with you. First of all, in finding a place or a meditation practice, find a quiet place. Maybe it's a chair, maybe it's a room. Several weeks ago, we talked about the secret place. Psalm 91 calls us to the secret place. Jesus called us to a prayer closet. It's a place where we're not distracted. In fact, Jesus says this to us in Matthew chapter 6. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. That's not to be a hypocrite. I want you to be genuine in this moment. Just be there. Be there simply and honestly as you can manage. This will help you to focus, and your focus will shift from who you are to who God is. And you will begin to sense His grace. Find a quiet place to practice Psalm 1 and verse 2, to meditate on the Word of God. When you get into that quiet place, cast all of your cares onto God. Don't drag your stress, your anxiety, your issues. And when you go to meditate, you will have thoughts that roll through your mind. A care, a concern, an anxiety. The scripture says, cast all of your anxiety on the Lord because He cares for you. So consciously give things to God when they come into your mind. Consciously give your stresses to God. Say, Lord, I'm going to give this to You. I'm not going to worry about it because I'm giving it to You. If a sin comes up into your mind while you're meditating, something that separates you from God, well, cast it on the Lord. Say, Lord, thank You that as I've already asked for forgiveness or ask forgiveness right now, You are taking care of that. There's nothing that separates us. I give everything to You in my time of prayer and meditation. Ask the Holy Spirit to be part of your meditation time. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to you. In that secret place, that quiet place, that place of meditation, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will glorify Me, speaking about Himself, so the Holy Spirit will glorify Jesus, for He'll take what is Mine and He'll declare it to you. When you sit in meditation, you're not sitting alone. Jesus is with you. Are you aware that Jesus is with you in the room that you're in right now? Just ask the Holy Spirit, show me what Jesus is saying to me in this moment. Open your heart in prayer, meditation, to the very presence of God. I love this verse, again from a psalm, just be still. Just learn to be quiet. I love this because there is so much frenetic, hectic activity going on. And the psalmist calls us in Psalm 46, to be still and know that I am God. Now, when you meditate, thoughts will come into your mind. And don't condemn yourself because they roll through your mind. Just acknowledge them and let them go. As I said, cast them back on the Lord. Say, I'm letting that thought go. I'm letting that worry go. I'm letting that rabbit that wants you to follow it down the hole, I'm letting that go because I'm going to stay with the presence of God. I'm focusing on a God-jective view of life. I'm meditating on the words of God. And the way we do that is by thinking about scriptures. The psalmist calls us in Psalm 1 and 2 that we should meditate on the instruction of the Lord. Joshua writes this incredible truth that the book of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord, shouldn't depart from our mouth. What's coming out of us should be good, pure, and positive because we're meditating on the things of God, again, just like the psalmist, day and night. I just think it's a good practice to begin your day with meditation and prayer and to end your day with meditation and prayer, to fix your mind. What happens when that takes place is you find your ways prospering and you find yourself enjoying good success. Maybe you want to just hold a scripture in your mind. Focus on a scripture for your time of prayer and meditation. Maybe it's a scripture that you know will help to meet your need. If you need healing, meditate on a healing scripture. Think about it. I am the Lord that heals you. Just hold that in your mind for 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Just think about that. And other thoughts will come in, but you're going to keep coming back to this scripture. Maybe you need provision. I am the Lord, and I provide all your needs according to the riches that are in Christ Jesus. Just think about God's provision. Meditate on the scriptures. And the goal of meditation that the psalmist talks about, that Joshua talks about, and that you can enjoy is that you can experience God in that secret place. You can open your heart in a fresh way to the Lord. The Bible promises that if you will seek the Lord, you will find Him when you seek the Lord with all your heart. I just encourage you to open your heart. You may not experience a dynamic presence of God for the full time of prayer and meditation, and it may not happen on a particular day, but I'm going to tell you, eventually, as you open your heart, you will feel the power, the anointing, refreshing your soul, doing what only God can do. And so rather than being distracted by walk-by thoughts and standing around evil, negative conversations and sitting down with them, the psalmist calls us to think about God's view of life. And we gain that when we open up the Word of God. The Word of God is the book of blessing. You want to live a blessed life? Meditate on the Word of God. And it will bring you to this. Verse 3, it will bring you to a life that prospers. In fact, think about prospering. And we're not talking about a prosperity that just heaps up material goods for our benefit. But we are talking about a biblical prosperity. Some resist the word prosperity because it has been attached to selfishness and greed. That's not healthy. But there is a Bible prosperity. The Bible talks about it right here. If you will meditate in the things of God, if you will let the Word of God direct your thoughts, your thinking, your lifestyle, the actions you take, you will become like a tree that's planted by the streams of water. You will yield fruit. You'll be a fruitful person. Your leaf will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. It's a blessing to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. And that's what the psalmist is calling us to, that we would be blessed to be a blessing, that we would be filled with all that God has for us so that we could be a blessing to others. Here's what the psalmist is saying to us. Don't be distracted by walk-by thoughts. We can't avoid them. Someday some thought's going to hit your mind. You just go walk by thought. But don't stand around entertaining it. And certainly don't sit down with it. Instead, meditate. Think about what you're thinking. Focus on God through focusing on His Word. And you'll become like a tree that's roots are down close to the water. Of course, water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. This is a life that is tapped in to the Spirit of Almighty God. And that's what God wants for you. No wonder He says you'll be blessed if you live this way. If you live this way, your roots will be down like a tree that is planted by the water, and you will bear fruit. Now, here's the kind of prosperity that is Bible prosperity. True spiritual prosperity bears fruit. Now, Galatians chapter 5, which is a wonderful passage to read to understand, what is Bible prosperity? It's bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love and joy and peace and patience and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. These are the very characteristics of Christ. That's a fruitful life. That's a prosperous life. And that life will be poured into by God, blessed by God, so that there will be an overflow out of your life to bless others. You will be like a tree planted by the water. You will bear fruit. Why does a tree bear fruit? It bears fruit so that others can come and receive from your life. When you love unconditionally and purposefully, others will eat from that fruit. When you're around them, your life will be a blessing to them. You will be blessed to give away the blessing of love, the fruit of love, the fruit of joy, which is severely lacking in the world. You will experience a joy that is unspeakable. It cannot be explained because it's so profound. And others who are around you will experience that joy that comes from the Lord. Peace, a peace that passes understanding. This is the prosperity that God wants you to live in. This is the blessing. And you don't get it when you're bogged down with negative friends and negative places and negative conversations. Step away from that. Step into a God-jective point of view and see this day the way God sees it. Let me ask you, what was the first thing you thought about today? Can you remember? And maybe more importantly, what will be the first thing that you think about tomorrow? Don't let your thoughts just happen to you. Think about what you think about. Focus on the Word of God. Begin your day just declaring the good, the pure, and the positive. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. Because the first three verses say this is the blessed way to live. And then the last three verses, well, they're just like a warning to those who choose not to think about the good, the pure, the positive, the things of God. The Bible calls that a wicked way of life. Here are the last three verses of Psalm 1. The wicked are not so. They're not living in that life of blessing and prosperity. They're like chaff that the wind drives away. They're here and there. They're not stable. They're just driven around. They feel up and down. That's not the blessing of God. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment. You, I, and all of us will someday give an account before God, who is a loving heavenly Father, but is also a righteous judge. I'm so thankful for Jesus, who has taken care of all my sin and my shame, and yours as well, if you will accept it, so that you will be able to stand. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. There are two paths before us, the way of blessing and the way of the wicked. That's what Psalm 1 is all about. And then all the other Psalms show us there is a blessing in following the Lord, and there is destruction in not following the Lord. So I just want to invite you to be a person who today, in a fresh way, opens your heart to the Spirit of God, opens your heart to Jesus. You can simply say with me a quiet prayer that invites Jesus into your life for the first time or for the first time in a long time. Just say, Lord, I open my heart to Jesus. I repent of my sin, my shame, I leave them behind. And I open my heart to Jesus. Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. I want you to fill me with your Holy Spirit, and I want to follow Jesus all the days of my life. We're here to help you. And let me just tell you, we want to minister to you right where you are. If you are opening your heart to Jesus for the first time or for the first time in a long time, let us know. Simply take your phone out and text the word YES to this number, 941-260-1321. Just text the word YES, and we'll send you a free ebook that will help you, to help you grow, because that's what we want you to do. We want you to grow in the Lord. If you need personal prayer, we have a prayer team that wants to minister to you and pray the prayer of agreement. If you text this to the same number, 941-260-1321, the word prayer, the prayer team will contact you, and they'll come into agreement, and they will let the blessing of the Lord heal, save, deliver, help you with your prayer requests for your life or for your loved ones. I want you to know that it's so important that Jesus is central in our thoughts. I do want you to think and be blessed, but don't get distracted discouraged by the thoughts of this world. In fact, if you've been on that downward drift, there's no upside to a downward drift. Turn your heart towards the Lord, open your heart to Jesus Christ, put your full confidence in Him, and He will make things turn around in your life. Hey, we love you, we appreciate you so very much, and we pray that you'll continue to move forward in your life of faith. Please be praying for us as we're praying for you. We bless you in the strong name of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, you are very blessed.